Well, the Gand is one of Australia's most iconic cross-country rail journeys, and it's back on track now, having not travelled every day because of COVID. And Carolyn Jasinski managed, are you surprised? She managed to get on board for the four-day, 2,979-kilometre Darwin to Adelaide expedition. Thank God this wasn't the camel period. You'd have a sore backside. You wouldn't be able to talk to me. You'd have to do this interview standing up, Carolyn.
Oh, yeah, thankfully it's the GAN now is just luxurious. It's beautiful.
It is a pretty world-class train now, isn't it?
Oh, it's a fabulous experience. And there are rattles. You know, mm-hmm. It's the old rattle and hum that they talk about.
That's reassuring, though, isn't it?
Oh, look, I really like it. It's that clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Yeah. I try saying that a few times. I love it. I love the whole movement. Some people can't sleep with the movement, but it just rocks me off like a baby.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I find the movement, when you're walking down the corridors, you do have to be prepared to sort of put a hand either side, and that's not because it's that rocky. It's just in case. Again, it's all part of that wonderful train experience.
So we just want to fill people in on what the GAN's like. You're lucky you've been on it a couple of times. You spoke with Journey Beyond about going on this train from Darwin right through to Adelaide via Alice Springs, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So it's called the Expedition when you're going from Darwin to Adelaide, and it's a four-day journey. And you have three nights on board, and you stop at Katherine and then Alice Springs and then Manguri Siding, which is close to Coober Pedy. So you have these wonderful off-train experiences. But I'd like to take everybody back to when you actually get on board, because not many people know what going on the GAN is all about. It's a really wonderful experience, and it's all-consuming. Once you've bought your ticket and you're on board, you're just completely looked after. You don't have to reach for your wallet again. You're looked after from the moment you get picked up from your hotel in Darwin.
Oh, well, they send a car for you.
Yeah, well, there's two classes. There's platinum and gold. Platinum is the highest class, and so you get two different services of pickup, but really there's no difference in it. And I went gold, which is the difference on board is a platinum carriage cabin has one double bed that pulls down, so you can go as a couple. Wow. When you're in gold, those little cabins are equally spacious, but instead of having one bed, you've got bunk beds.
Upstairs, downstairs.
Yes. So if you're not able to get up on the top bunk, you need to book in platinum.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you get taken to the terminal, the rail terminal. And at the moment, the check-in can be just a bit chaotic because of COVID requirements. So as a South Australian, I had to check in and I had to prove that I didn't have any COVID symptoms. It's the general check-in for COVID that you get everywhere. No symptoms. I haven't been in contact with anybody. I haven't been overseas, all that sort of stuff.
They shove something up your nose or not?
No, but they do take your temperature.
Okay.
So they just check your temperature. And then they give everybody a warning to say, please, if you've been in a hot spot, do not get on board, because the threat from SA Health was that if we turn up in South Australia and any of the passengers have not declared that they've been in hotspots, then you run the risk of the whole train having to go into isolation.
Right.
At the moment, the train journey feels like this COVID-safe corridor. You just don't feel any threat.
A bubble.
Yes.
Like a big, long bubble.
Yeah, and it's a really safe feeling. We had guests from Queensland, there were some from New South Wales and Victoria, but I have to laugh because people do raise eyebrows when they hear New South Wales and Victoria. Now, the poor passengers, you know, quickly said, we've been travelling for months, we haven't been in our home states for months and months, so we're safe.
Now, you spoke to the guest experiences manager on board the train. This is Cameron Lithgow, right?
Yes. So Cameron, he's the man who's in charge of making everything run smoothly. Cameron is the guest experiences manager. But for everybody on the train, he's much more important than that. He's the person who looks after us. He makes things happen. He keeps everybody happy. And any little whim
fancy that you might have, he makes it happen. He also has a wonderful knack of knowing everybody's names, and I can't believe he does it so easily. How do you manage that, Cameron?
A lot of practice, to be honest. It's it can be easy. It can be harder some weeks than others, but trying to find little details, what kind of hat they're wearing, coloured glasses or different hairstyle, things like that make it easier to remember.
So it's just practice. You've met so many people.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You've got a really great knack of knowing people's names, and then you know details about where they're from and what they do and if they're on for a special occasion. It's a really nice touch. And I have to say that that's the same with all the staff. They're so friendly and so loving what they're doing. And I imagine some of that has got to do with the fact that we're finally back on track, aren't we? How long was the GAN off track for?
This latest one was about 7 weeks. We've had our initial stand down about 18 months ago when COVID first came through. It was about 7 or 8 months. And we've had a couple of little stand downs in between. So it's nice to be back on track again. Hopefully we can keep running smoothly and keep the guests coming and keep it down and do our job, which we love. So yeah.
It's evident that the staff are all really happy. They've had months off. In some cases, it's new to a couple of the staff. If you can hear some ambient noise, we're in the lounge car, and it's one of the favourite places on board. This is where we have breakfast, lunch and dinner when we're on board. And you've got all those great train noises, that clickety-clack of the track, and we've got doors opening and, you know, little bits and pieces, people having fun and coming past and commenting, you know, we're on our last day. So we have had 2,979 kilometres of fun, and it feels like this COVID-safe corridor that's just travelling up and down between Darwin and Adelaide. Now, normally it would be a lot longer than this. How long is the train this time?
Today it's 620 metres, so that's about two-thirds of the length that we can run. I guess probably did run pre-COVID, but so 620 metres is 27 carriages and 1,210 tonne in total. So
wow.
Still pretty impressive numbers.
It is, yeah. It is. And at each stop, those people get off. We have off-train experiences we're on Darwin to Adelaide. And so we've stopped at Katherine and we've stopped at Alice Springs and Coober Pedy. It's been a great trip. And at each stop, we get off and have these bus tours and you can have walking tours, all sorts of different experiences. And each time we get off, people are amazed at the extra touches. So yesterday we were at the breakaways, for example, in Coober Pedy.
Yeah.
And there are the GAN crew, and they're offering champagne, looking at this beautiful vista. It's just part of what you do, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, those little special touches are something that we, I guess, take pride in. Everyone comes back and says they had such a wonderful time, and it's a lot to do with the places that we go, but the thing that tips it over the edge is, you know, having a glass of bubbly over the breakaways is pretty spectacular.
It is,
spend a couple of hours or 20 minutes or however long that particular tour is there for. So,
and back in Alice Springs, when we had the Outback dinner, the Pioneer dinner at the old Telegraph station, the crew were all there. Not only are they working like non-stop on the train, they're also working outside. So when we got there, your crew were all there making everything fabulous.
Yeah, the Telegraph dinner is fabulous. It's a great night for the guests. It's a real highlight for them and as staff when we get out there. We have a fantastic time as well. Lovely band, a lovely atmosphere, and some really good food. So it makes for a really great evening.
Perfect experience. And the Outback brings it all to life. It's lovely. The atmosphere today is a mixture of complete joy at what they've experienced, but also they're a little bit sad. But thank you so much for the experience. It's been really lovely, and you do a great job.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's nice to be back at work and looking after people and I guess doing what we love to do most. So yeah, thanks for coming along.
How glad they are to be back on board.
So what can guests expect on one of these trips? They've made a reasonable investment to get on this train.
Yes, they have. The the investment is quite high, but at the moment they've got wonderful specials going on, and those specials change all the time depending on the season and availability. But the expectations are high. You're expecting to be delivered in style, and you can tick that one off. That happens absolutely. You're expecting pretty luxurious accommodation. Well, I wouldn't class the cabins as luxurious, but I think they're a lot of fun. The cabins are really well decked out, and they're ingeniously designed little pods. They're quite small. You've got to do a three-point turn to get in and out of the bathroom. But once you're in there, it's your shower, toilet, everything. And it's ingenious. There's all sorts of little cubby holes in the cabin to store stuff. Mm-hmm. When you're taking luggage on board, you should only take a small, like an onboard suitcase. And the food and the wine, it is to die for. It's absolutely beautiful. And the menus are tailored to wherever you're travelling through. So, for example, when you're going through South Australia, you might get Coorong mullet, for example.
Okay.
All sorts of bush tucker, some of the influences from the indigenous cooking, some of the spices and mangoes from the tropical areas and things like that.
Kangaroo? And
yes, did have kangaroo. So there's two dinner sittings. So there's an early one and a late one.
You did speak to some passengers to get a sense of what they felt about the trip, didn't you?
I did. I mean, I was constantly talking to passengers, but I thought I'd do some recordings. So, Jane, tell me about your experience.
Well, the nights were just magical. I didn't know what to expect, but being out under the stars, especially for the dinner, that was just a fantastic night.
That was in Alice Springs.
In Alice Springs, and we were shown the stars, and I'd never had any education like that before, and so that was such a beautiful evening to experience. Everyone was in good moods, dancing, and it was a fun night.
It was good fun kicking up the dust, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm with Marilyn and Randall Wittenberry, and this is Mr. Grundy. So anybody who knows South Australia, particularly Adelaide, knows Grundy's shoes. So this is the man behind it all. Randall, this is your first trip on the gang?
It is.
Yep. And what have you thought of it?
Excellent. Service was good. Food was brilliant. The outdoor entertainment, like the telegraph office at Alice Springs, was absolutely magnificent.
That was the dinner you're talking about, isn't it?
Yep.
The Outback dinner. That seems to be a favourite of everybody. What about, you made me laugh the other day when you were talking about the cabin and the little train tango that you and Marilyn do, and I'm keeping this above board. I'm talking about the lack of space.
Yes, we're not small people, so you've got to manoeuvre better than a ballet dancer.
I love that you do a three-point turn to get into the bathroom. And once you're in there, it's an ingenious little space though, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's well thought out. Everything's little pockets there for all your toiletries. It's very good.
Yeah, there's a tiny, teeny wardrobe where you can hang three things, I think. And I'm just going to ask Marilyn, what's your favourite part?
Well, actually, overall, I thought the staff were incredible. They're all absolute smiling their face, even though they may have had no sleep at all because they're basically on call the whole trip. But they were in wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
So those were comments from passengers on the GAN. Does it run every day of the week?
No, twice a week. Okay. So the Adelaide to Darwin, I believe, goes on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that takes 3 days. It's not as long.
Then
the Darwin to Adelaide comes on a Sunday.
Right.
And that takes the 4 days. And then there's a turnaround.
It sounds like a terrific experience. It's something I'd like to do again because the days that I was on the train, which is back in the 70s, it wasn't the sort of internationally known luxury experience that people clamour for now. If people want to check for any specials or just want to check the scheduling, what's the web address, Carolyn?
Journeybeyond.com. I'll be back in a week or so and I'll have all the information about the off-train experiences.